Once you enter the unit, the first thing you do is assess the situation. What work needs to be completed? Upon a close inspection, you find that the unit requires a little more work than your initial estimate. It needs general maintenance, such as replacing some light bulbs, new paint throughout, a pretty deep cleaning, and the carpet needs to be cleaned and possibly replaced. You write all these down and compare the list to the move-in sheet. Next, you need to determine what the previous resident will be responsible for and apply those charges to the security deposit. There is only one problem, which is a lot more common than you might expect. When the previous resident paid their last month's rent, they gave you the rental amount minus the security deposit. So now you have a vacant unit that is costing you $30 per day and no operational funds to cover the work that is needed to make the unit rent ready. Because you have no choice but to start getting the unit ready, you move forward. The biggest question you'll face is whether to do the work yourself or hire someone to do it for you. There are a couple of things to consider when evaluating this. How much is your time worth, and do you have solid industry contacts to get the work done cheaply? The concept of time versus money is something that we'll look into in more depth later in this chapter. For now, let's assume you have decided to complete the general minor maintenance issues and paint the unit yourself. You will hire professionals to clean the carpet, a better decision than renting a carpet cleaning machine from your local store. You are now faced with a dilemma. Do you forget about your plans and try to finish the painting, maintenance, and cleaning work over the entire weekend? Or do you go to the sporting event and try to finish all the work on Sunday? Otherwise, you will have to take time off from work to finish, hire someone, or wait until next weekend, all of which will cost you money. Knowing that there is a lot of work ahead, you grudgingly call your friends and tell them that you won't be able to go with them to the sporting event tonight, and head off to the hardware store to get the supplies you will need to start the work. You purchase $150 in paint supplies and $50 for some fixtures that need replacing. On the way to the hardware store, you call a carpet cleaning service that you use frequently to set up an appointment for them to do the work on the unit. The carpet cleaners can't make it until Wednesday afternoon. You grimace a little because that means you won't even be able to start showing the unit until Thursday, which will cost you another $120 in lost rent. Beyond that, you will have to take time from work to meet the carpet cleaners to let them into the unit, and then again later to inspect their work before payment. Just more time and money lost. Once you have the apartment turned, a process that takes about a week, you now have to begin leasing the unit. As I mentioned before, with just one unit vacant, you are at your cash flow break-even point. You are feeling the pressure of having lost income each day the unit is vacant. Additionally, it is now the 15th of the month, and your resident who is delinquent on their rent still has not paid. You have to start eviction proceedings. That will take time, depending upon your local laws. If you do end up evicting the resident and still have not rented the vacant unit, you will then have two vacant units and be only 75% occupied. This will just be more maintenance costs and more money for advertising. At that point, you will be experiencing some pretty hefty negative cash flow. In order to lease the vacant unit, you place an advertisement that costs $100 per week in the local paper and put up a sign that says, "Now leasing." A few people are calling about the apartment on your cell phone while you are at work. You make appointments to show the unit in the evenings and on weekends. Hopefully, they will show up and are on time. They probably are looking at several options and so may not come at all. In the midst of all this, you still have to deal with the standard operations of the property itself. You meet with the landscaper to make sure the work is being done correctly. It is always advisable to personally inspect the work that your subcontractors are doing.